morning walk, which you probably used to walk in Evanston along Northwestern University. Very beautiful, Shamba Sundar knows, right along the lake. So at the end of the walk, Prabhupada was going back towards his car. And I was really close to Srila Prabhupada from a few feet. And some guy came screeching up on a bicycle and hit the brakes. And he looks at Srila Prabhupada and he says, "Hey, how come there's like 15 sannyasis there?" And he said, "Hey, how come some of those guys are carrying sticks?" Talking about the dandas, the sannyasis. And I was standing next to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, "What did he say?" And Goswami, Tamal Krishnamurti, said, "He's asking why we're carrying sticks, Prabhupada." And Prabhupada said, "Tell him to chase away dogs."
Chase away the dogs.
And needless to say, all the devotees were laughing much harder than this. We were laughing very hard. It was very funny. So, and that gentleman was actually very bewildered. He couldn't understand. To chase away dogs. Must be a lot of dogs in this part of Chicago. But then I think Goswami invited him to the temple. I'm not sure if he came or not. Anyways, you know, this is what Krishna consciousness is, actually. What Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us is the opportunity to chase away the dogs of Maya, right? Radhanath Maharaj was speaking so nicely the other day about the two dogs in the heart, the one dog of devotion and the demon dog, right? So if we feed the dog of devotion, he gets bigger and the other one shrinks away. So that's what Krishna consciousness is. This is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. We heard the sloka so many times today in the last few days quoted, right? Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Klo, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Gatyaranyata. It's the only way. Three times. Prabhupada always said, if you want to emphasize something, say it three times. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way than chanting the holy names of the Lord. What is more beautiful than all of us getting together and singing and dancing and chanting? We're driving away the dogs of Maya. And so, you know, with the association of all the wonderful devotees, we're so blessed and we have such a great opportunity in Krishna consciousness to decrease lust in the heart, the lust of so many different kinds of lusts, profit, adoration, distinction, different lusts. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, it's our eternal enemy, the greatest enemy, right? Kama Asia, Kroda Asia, Raja Guna, Samud Bhavaha, Mahasano Mahapatma, Vidyimam Hiva. Eternal enemy in the form of lust. So this is what Krishna consciousness gives us, this opportunity to become purified, you know, to please the spiritual master, the key of life, so we can gradually get the mercy of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. So I want to thank all the devotees and all of you for my wonderful stay here. I'll be here for a little while longer. I have some hospital visits. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. It is just now time for the Gaura Aarti. Special Aarti celebrating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine appearance in this world. I will speak for 2-3 minutes. We hear from the Holy Scripture that before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, he sent his divine associates to prepare for him. There was Upendra Mishra, who lived in Srihatta, now Sylhet in Bangladesh. He had a son of the name Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra left Srihatta to come to Navadvip, especially to study under the great scholar Nilambar Chakravarti. After some time of being Nilambar Chakravarti's student, Nilambar Chakravarti, very, very great prophet, astrologer, Brahmin, scholar, devotee, he witnessed that Jagannath Mishra had such divine qualities that he offered his own daughter to his student for marriage. Her name was Sachi Devi. They married and had a home near the bank of the Ganga in Navadvip. Sachi Mata gave birth to 8 consecutive daughters. But by the inconceivable arrangement of destiny, each and every one of those daughters died after birth. 8 daughters dead. They had no children. They worshipped their family deity, the Shalagram Shila, with great, great devotion. And eventually, they gave birth to a son, who was a partial expansion of Nityananda Balaram. They named him Vishwarup. Balaram appeared to prepare, just like Balaram appeared in Devaki's womb, to prepare her womb for Krishna's arrival. Rohini. And then Vishwarup prepared. He made all the arrangements. And then the Supreme Lord, he was attracted by the love and devotion of Advaitacharya and the other Vaishnavas. We were speaking about it this morning. It is a most important topic. Sri Advaita seeing the materialistic condition of the people in this society. And this was 500 years ago. Can you imagine what he would see today? What he's seeing today? In the name of religion, people were simply ritualistic, superstitious, materially motivated. In the name of study of scripture, it was simply for the sake of argument, logic. There was no devotion. Some jnana, some karma, some mysticism, but practically no devotion. The only time anyone would chant the name of Krishna is some very pious people for material benediction. When they'd bathe in the Ganges, they'd say, "Hey Pundarikaksha." That was it. In the age of Kali, there's no other way except the chanting of the names of God. Advaita Prabhu, he felt such a burning in his heart due to love for all living beings that he prayed for years, practically day and night. Krishna, no one can give the love of Vrindavan in this world except you. People are so faithless, so materialistic, so egoistic, so selfish, so lusty and greedy, so easily angered. Only if you personally descend in your own form is there any hope in this age of Kali. You see, Advaita Prabhu was not concerned with people getting liberated. He wasn't concerned with people getting some shanti, some peace. For him, that was all cheating. He wanted prema bhakti. That's the nature of the soul. That's the inheritance of every living being. He wept incessant tears, constantly, on the bank of the Ganges, crying out with a loud voice, please, Krishna, come. And the intention of his heart reached Goloka Vrindavan. And on the basis of that calling, the Lord decided to appear to deliver the people of this age of Kali. He entered the womb of Sachi Devi and remained for about a year. Didn't come out. And Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra were becoming very worried. Many amazing signs. Sometimes Sachi Devi would just, she thought she was just imagining, but it was happening all the time. She would see celestial beings and demigods in the night just crowding around her bed and chanting prayers to the child in her womb. It was a divine conception. There was no physical act. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the heart of Jagannath Mishra, and from the heart of Jagannath Mishra, he transferred to the heart of Sachi, and from there entered into her womb. And everything became auspicious. They went to Nilambar Chakravarti, said, what's happening? Almost a year has gone by. The child has not come out. When will he come out? Nilambar Chakravarti was the greatest astrologer. If he was around today, I would definitely recommend that you went to see him. There's not too many others that I know of. Nilambar Chakravarti was such an astrologer. He did his readings, and he said, this is a special divine child. He is personally waiting for the most auspicious time to take birth. Fantastically, the most auspicious time that Lord Chaitanya chose was, by smarta principles, the most inauspicious time. It was today, the full moon night of the month of Phalgun. But on this night, there was an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, which is considered very inauspicious. People sometimes hide from the lunar eclipse. It is said that when Rahu saw that the spotless golden moon of Gaurasundar was about to appear, what is the use of that moon with spots? So he swallowed him. Eclipse. And because the eclipse is considered very inauspicious, everyone on that time was chanting Krishna's holy names. Everyone. Throughout the rest of their lives, they never chanted Krishna's names. But when they saw inauspiciousness, they weren't going to take shelter of a demigod. They all went to the Ganga. And everyone, men, women, children, even people of other religions, were seeing all the Hindus chanting Hari Hari. And they started imitating. It was so contagious. Hari Hari. The whole of Navadweep, millions and millions of people simultaneously crying out. Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Hari Hari! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first invoked the chanting of the holy name. And then while everyone was chanting, he manifested himself. It's very symbolic. This age of Kali, it's like a constant eclipse. It's a very dark age. So many inauspicious things. But when we sincerely from our heart chant the holy names, the Supreme Lord appears. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishnavata. Krishna is not different than his name. And when he appeared, everything became supremely auspicious. All the devotees, their hearts were leaping with joy, and they didn't know why. Advaita, Haridas, Srivas. They could feel that the Lord had come. And little Nimai, under a neem tree, in the house of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, appeared in this most beautiful golden form. And when he cried, there was only one way to pacify him, the loud chanting of the holy. And later on, he would have millions of people in kirtan chanting. And he traveled the length and breadth of India, inducing everyone to chant and attain ecstatic love of God. And then through his beloved, empowered, eternal associate, Srila Prabhupada, he spread the holy name of the Lord throughout the world. So today is a day where we have the opportunity to make the highest spiritual progress, to access the deepest blessings by simply expressing our gratitude for the divine appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And we express our gratitude by reciprocating, by just accepting what he has given us and sharing it with others. Now we will express our gratitude by very jubilantly and very devotionally celebrating the 2009 Gaur Purnima Gaur Arti. Let us pray. Pray from our heart of hearts to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we may sincerely commit ourselves with highest priority to the path of pure love through chanting, through reading, through serving Vaishnavas. We read yesterday Lord Chaitanya's declaration. He raised his arms and he declared, take this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Ivasihishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirataniya Sadahari, to be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, offer all respect to others without any sense of prestige ourself. In this spirit, chant the name constantly. Lord Chaitanya said, take this verse, put it on the string of the holy name, keep it over your heart, around your neck, constantly. To be the humble servant of the servant of the servant, to take shelter of the holy name, and to be an instrument of that love is our goal in life. Let us pray for this blessing alone. Let us pray that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will shower his mercy on all devotees, on all the world. Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayed to Lord Chaitanya, when everyone is happy chanting the holy names, that is my happiness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We can begin the arti.